This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Day edition of What's On Your Mind. Luck of the Irish to you, my friends. Glad you're joining us. Whether you're tuned in on AM 550, KFYR, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt blowtorch of the Red River Valley, 1090 KTGO, booming to the Bakken, got you covered in all of northwest North Dakota, Newtown, Watford City, Williston, Stanley, Tioga, right there. Sure, got you covered. 1460 KLTC in Dickinson as well. On the iHeartMedia app, on our website, wherever you're listening, on the replays. We're just glad you're tuned in. Thank you. Happy St. Patrick's Day. We're waiting on the world to change. It's what our mission is here, to try and influence that, move it along. Even if it's at a glacier-like pace, we do what we can. Shoulder to the wheel to get her done here on What's On Your Mind by taking the collective wisdom of this vast audience. A lot of North Dakotans, and mix in some Montana folks and South Dakota folks and Minnesota folks and a Canadian every now and then. And by golly, we get some great viewpoints, and we appreciate them all on this program we call What's On Your Mind. Busy one today on this Thursday edition of the program. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is riding shotgun today. He's in charge of the St. Patrick's Day theme music.
We're gonna look at one good, so right? Far.
Pardon me?
Well, you two's from Dublin. We got their old catalog, so technically, I guess I'm covered.
Exactly. Anything that has a St. Patrick's Day Irish flavor today would be fabulous.
And Van Morrison, I mean, he's Irish, so there's all of his stuff.
And the first listener, the first listener that brings us green beer, you've got free bacon. How about that? That's right. Back to bacon.
Is it possible to make green bacon?
You've heard of corned beef and hash, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah, corned beef and cabbage.
Right, yeah. I guess the corned beef was a replacement for bacon. They preferred bacon. They couldn't find bacon, so they had to go with the corned beef thing. You know, we now have the luxury of having the availability of the bacon. In fact, our Cloverdale Bake Flavor Hotline is waiting for your calls right now. At 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. Brought to you today by MyPillow. The one, the only, and one great deal, I might add, on MyPillow. Because our listeners are buying these pillows at such an incredible rate. The good folks said, you know, you need a special deal. Not one you'll see on Fox News Channel. Not one you'll hear on other network broadcasts. One just for your audience. And we said, we'll take it. And that's the four-for-one deal, the classic four-pack combo, $99.98. And you get two classic pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, $160. And the go-anywhere, nice, car, plane, you know, just kind of wherever you find yourself. So you got two of each. Four pillows, $160 savings. That's only for our listeners. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. Okay, so here's what we're going to do today on the program. We have a lot of guests, and they're newsmakers, so I think you'll enjoy them. Bottom of the hour, Al Carlson will join us, North Dakota House Majority Leader. New revenue forecast says North Dakota fell short again. What's the total? I think about $6.5 million behind the revised forecast now between January and February numbers. So already a lot of folks have the sky falling. Should we be worried? Will there be additional cuts? How are we going to handle this? We'll ask all of that of Al Carlson. And welcome your calls as well. Senator John Hoeven will be here in about an hour. We'll talk about President Barack Obama's nomination of Merrick Garland to the Supreme Court. We'll also talk about Heidi Heitkamp, because she is critical of Senator Hoeven and other Republicans for not voting. I want to know what our listeners want on that. I also am wondering where the Heidi Heitkamp that ran for the United States Senate has gone. Todd, do you have that that ad handy from this is the ad that won Senator Heidi Heitkamp the race, in
give
my
just
view.
A quick second.
This
because
ad,
I had it and somebody pulled it.
When she makes some promises to us as voters of North Dakota, when she was soliciting our vote, was what she said. And I'm wondering if this Heidi Heitkamp is in conflict with the Heidi Heitkamp that now is saying, I'm with Obama. Roll that, if you would.
I'm Heidi Heitkamp, and if you want a senator who only votes the party line,
either way out on one side or the other,
then I'm probably not your candidate. I'll do what's right for North Dakota. That's why I stood up to President Obama to support a balanced budget amendment and the Keystone Pipeline, and I oppose cap and trade. And no matter what party leaders want, I'll protect North Dakota farmers from overregulation. I approve this message because I'll only answer to you.
Okay, so only answer to us. What do North Dakotans want on the Supreme Court nomination? I have a hunch it's different than what what President Obama wants. She promised she wasn't going to take the party line. This is the party line in a big way. This is carrying Obama's water. She said she'd stand up to regulations to get impacting agriculture in North Dakota. Folks, if you think that the Supreme Court isn't going to be ground zero to stop all the regulations, you only need to look at what's happening now with the Clean Power Plant. The only thing saving us from that right now and decimating North Dakota coal, possibly closing a plant, is a vote on the Supreme Court that now is dead and buried, sadly, in Antonin Scalia. So the next justice is going to have a huge impact on North Dakota and decisions made on water and energy and environmental rules. I love Mitch McConnell saying he's going to invoke the Biden rule because Joe Biden himself said bad idea to vote on a Supreme Court justice this close to an election. You're right, Joe. It is. So why is Heidi Heitkamp taking now the approach of following blindly Barack Obama here? And is it a violation of her promise in that ad, which won her the campaign, won her the Senate seat? I ask you. Len Helms will be here, director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. And speaking of numbers that are coming down, the January numbers, the latest that we have in oil and gas, another 30,000 gallon per day reduction, barrel per day reduction, rather, in oil production. We'll talk with Len about that. So in the meantime, what's on your mind? Any of these topics, any others, the latest on the battles for the Republican Party nomination or anything going on that front, certainly welcome at 800-228-0550. Judy in Bismarck, you're first on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hi, Judy.
Hi. Hello?
I'm here, Judy.
Hi. I just think Heidi very much with Obama. She arrived in...
She said she would not be, though, Judy. What happened?
Hello. We knew that. She arrived with him and rode down to the Indian, you know, when she was there. And she also, you know, is going with him to Cuba. She, Obama's put two justices on there already. Does he really deserve to do a third one?
Yeah. Now, nobody knows what's going to happen in November. And honestly, if Hillary Clinton's elected, a justice could be appointed that's worse than
that's
this.
True.
Now, I actually would give Heidi Heitkamp some points to say, I'm not just going along with Obama. I'm going to do this because it needs to be done. I'm thinking this is a good hedge. And, you know, I happen to believe Hillary Clinton's going to win, and she does and loves Hillary Clinton, right? Another reason she's, you know, in a different place than Barack
Obama.
Well,
I just don't think she's North really Dakota, been watching out for North Dakota, you know, from the beginning. I think she's a Democrat, and she's pretty much goes with the party on most things. She does a few things, but I'm very disappointed in her.
But again, I think folks in North Dakota, you know, this is the most important decision. Everything we love and revere about the United States of America rests with that Supreme Court. And given how they've gone, look at everything that ticks us off of late, all right, what they've done. Well, I'll go back to Roe versus Wade, but certainly more recently, it is one after another of decisions, gut punches, and quite honestly, even folks like John Roberts disappointing us, but a hair trigger difference on that court. And this is important, extremely important. So in my view, it's another reason to battle hard on the November election, have a Republican president, and save this country with this court. And this decision hangs in the balance. Judy, appreciate the call. Thank you. Jamie, Bismarck, what's your take?
Hey, Scott, I'm not going to be able to call in when Olvin's on, so if you get a chance, I'd like you to ask him a question. I don't see the problem with bringing this guy to a vote because he already, and his record already showed that he wanted to rehear the Heller case, which reassured everybody's right that the Second Amendment says your right as individual to own a firearm. This Garland wanted to rehear it and say it's not your right. So there you go. He's disqualified. Let him up, come up for a hearing and vote no because the guy obviously doesn't believe in the Bill of Rights. Simple as that. Otherwise, you're going to look like a bunch of jerks who don't want to follow the Constitution here.
Well, I don't know about following the Constitution, but good question, Jamie. We'll ask him for you. Thanks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
We're visiting with David Donahue from Valley Imports. He's a Mercedes-Benz specialist, and he has always loved cars.
Some people are sports people. Some people are computer people. I'm a car person.
Those cars are amazing, aren't they, those Mercedes-Benz vehicles?
They're great. Every design aspect of those vehicles has a purpose, and it's all about safety.
How do you try to make the shopping experience easy for a customer?
I just want them to feel comfortable. When I look at the showroom floor, I look at that as my second home. If somebody were to come into my house, I want them to feel that same way.
Growing up, you spent some time in Breckenridge and Sisseton.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you're starting to see some Mercedes-Benz vehicles driving through there, aren't you?
Yeah. We're not that far up the road to be able to come and get your vehicle serviced.
Anybody ever come back and say, gosh, I paid too much money for this thing?
Nope. Not once.
Visit David and all the great people at Valley Imports just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Gate City Bank believes staying local is a better way of banking. It's why we locally approve home loans, along with locally financing and servicing your loan, too. That means your mortgage lives where you do and not in some other state. Have a question on your mortgage? You'll speak with someone right down the street. Get started today. Stop by your local Gate City Bank location or visit GateCityBank.com. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Of What's On Your Mind, Cloverdale, Big Flavor Hotline, waiting for your calls at 800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. A lot of newsmakers for you later in the show, Al Carlson in a bit, Senator John Homan, Lynn Helms, but some time to chat right now. Get your comments in, and we welcome that. Hey, if you're a landowner in North Dakota, I'd love for you to consider joining the Northwest Landowners Association. The cost is small, the benefit is large. Landowners want you to know, they're not about stopping progress on North Dakota's great energy resources. They do want to protect the land, however, and they want to work together. And if you're a member of the Northwest Landowners Association, you have access to premium information on the North Dakota Oil and Gas Division website. You also receive assistance and education regarding issues affecting your property rights. They hire a lobbyist to represent the Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota legislative proceedings, so you're represented. You would be in the know with printed newsletters and email updates, too, regarding North Dakota's relevant natural resources news and meetings. If you own land in North Dakota, help us help you by joining the Northwest Landowners Association at North. Here's their website, nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners Association, nwlandowners.com. Check that out. 21 past the hour. I failed to mention at the top of the program the passing of Shyla Schaefer. And I apologize for that because it's been on my mind since I heard it yesterday afternoon. I talked to Ed yesterday, the stepson of Shyla Schaefer. I love that line that he has. I've read it, I think, in the Bismarck Tribune where he talked about his people joked about his dad and stepmom being the two loudest people in North Dakota. And the loud is not as, you know, as in annoying loud. The loud is in, you know, full of life. And just so gregarious and happy and loved people. And I didn't know either Harold or Shyla well. Met Harold once and interviewed him once, I think. And Shyla had the pleasure of being around a few times. So always sweet, very nice. And I love Medora. She always loved that I love Medora. And I told Ed this yesterday. I said, you know, it's really hard to be sad for her. But I'm certainly sad for you and the rest of the family members there, without question. She made Harold Schaefer very happy, and Harold's kids are obviously going to be very thankful for that. And was a great ambassador for Medora and all of North Dakota. A true first lady, too. She really was. Funeral will be Saturday, 10 a.m. I look forward to being there to help celebrate the life of her, for sure. A lot of great years in those 90 years on this earth. So our thoughts and prayers to her, for sure. Back to the Supreme Court thing. Dave and Bismarck wants to weigh in, too. I'll get to you in a sec here, Dave, at 800-228-0550. This might not sound as though it's an appropriate description of my view, but I'm not being super critical of Heidi Heitkamp in anything other than, you know, don't run around in a corn or, you know, a weed field and talk about I'm not going to be on that extreme or that extreme. And then when it comes to the most important decision a president can make in a Supreme Court, just quickly get out there and say you want to give it to President Obama. Now, to her credit, she's saying hold the hearings, hold the vote, and then they can vote however they want. But she knows the game. She knows the game. I think Heidi Heitkamp would be better served to listen to North Dakotans, as she said she would in that ad, and say, what do you want, before rushing to this decision? And North Dakotans, I would advise you to let her know what you want. If you don't want to vote, if you want a no vote on this justice, and I'm telling you, for North Dakota's sake, we want a no vote on this justice. For North Dakota's sake, we better hope for a Republican president in November and to turn this tide so we don't have more of the same of this trampling of the Constitution. To Jamie's point before the break, saying, I think they ought to just at least follow the Constitution and vote. The Constitution says nothing about voting. It says advise and consent. The advice and consent at this point was, don't hold a vote. We're too close to an election. We want the Joe Biden rule. Second of all, there's nothing in the Constitution says when they need to do this by. You can nominate it, but... And if you don't like all this back and forth on the battle over the judges, blame the Democrats, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to engage in the blame game. This all started with the Reagan years and an eminently qualified justice by the name of Robert Bork, who was torpedoed for nothing other than politics. So that's when politics entered the whole question, beyond who the actual winner in the election is that gets to decide. The Supreme Court nominees became political under the Democrats. And that's now the game. So it is political. I'm glad they're there. I'm glad they're there to stop this. One of the reasons I have swayed towards the Donald Trump side is I believe he can win and will win. And it saves us from a devastation of everything we care about at the hands of eight people in robes. It should not be that way. But our Constitution is being tattered, and it may soon be torn more and more at the hands of the Supreme Court. This is important. If you care about the Second Amendment and say, hey, gun rights, like you did, Heidi Heitkamp's phone's melted. They ought to melt over this, because it's this and everything else. This is the life issue. This is guns. This is free speech. This is, you know, politics and campaigns. It's everything in the balance. Please pay attention. Dave Bismarck on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You're next.
Well, that was a mouthful. I think you took a lot of my thunder there.
Well, you can do it better than I can, Dave.
Well, you know, they didn't do this election of a Supreme Court judge until way back in Calvin Coolidge. So that's about 80-some years ago. And I think it's just a hilarious sideshow that is going to probably tarnish the reputation of the judge that Obama has brought up right now. And nothing's going to happen, which I presume is just another sideshow of Obama trying to do his last fling in front of the stage. So it is quite surprising.
Sorry to interrupt, Dave, but I'm going to just quickly on that Obama point chime in with this. Obama picked a far less liberal nominee than he would like to.
Right? Indeed.
And he picked a moderate who's, been mentioned as a moderate before. And again, moderate, means I don't know what. But, it's still his pick. And it still would be a pick very different than Antonin Scalia and very different than what a Republican candidate would pick. But it's Obama's quest for, I got to have one more piece of power. You know, that maybe if I do, he's even cashing in his own liberal ideology, to put somebody a little bit this way out of strategy. So, again, it's all politics.
Indeed. It's just so hilarious. So I have one last question here. When it comes to closing down the coal fire plants, which I've been very active in fighting, is what would happen if the state's power plants just said, we're not closing down, federal government, what are you going to do about it? Are they going to come in here and blow them up with the National Guard? Is that what they're going to do? What's the ramifications?
I guess it would go to the next level of, enforcement. They'd say they have the right, and we'd have to say they don't, and, it'd be a big fight. It's a good question for Wayne Stengem, I guess. The what-ifs, not a bad one, rather than
well,
turn it down.
They might have 500,000 armed North Dakotans standing in front of the plant, so they'll have to do.
And you know what? I think we're going to have to spend a lot of time on the legal front in these kind of battles going forward. I'd rather not have to do it, so let's fix this Supreme Court, for crying out loud. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. Kevin and Cavalier, you're next, and Al Carlson joining us when we come back.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When I need a fill, I head for PetroServe USA. When I'm a little hungry, I head for PetroServe USA. You should, too, under the red, white, and blue, helping America fuel better at PetroServe USA stores near you. All month long, some great specials on Deli Express egg salad, tuna salad, or chicken salad, $2.29 each. Got a sweet tooth, me too. Rice Krispie Treats, 79 cents each. King-size candy bars, M&M's, Snickers, all 79 cents. Or king-size salted nut rolls, just 89 cents each. Plus, check out some really cool North Dakota and Minnesota hoodies, just $14.99 each. Jack Link's original and teriyaki jerky's $4.29 a bag, too. And all day, every day, Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, two cookies, four items for $4 at PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better by connecting our North Dakota farm fields to North Dakota oil fields at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The God of Thunder.
Oh, I see. All right, all right.
Don't be messing with the God of Thunder. You don't want to find out what happens when you get on the wrong side of the God of Thunder here.
I was going to say it sounds like something from like a Ridley Scott biopic movie or something.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. There's only one God, but he is the God of Thunder.
And, well, right.
His music isn't all that great here, as a matter of fact, but... I'll
now
say,
you're gonna be sorry there.
Risk the wrath. It is St. Patrick's Day music, though, ladies and gentlemen. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. You got choice at the pump when you head to a PetroServe USA location, and you also get some great deals, like the 4-for-4 special all day, every day, the hot stuff personal pan pizza, the 20-ounce drink of your choice and two cookies, $4 minus $4. Or you can go with Mars King Size Candy Bar, 79 cents all month long. Jack Link's original and teriyaki jerky's only $4.29. Are those great Rice Krispie treats, 79 cents each at a PetroServe USA location near you. Al Carlson in just a moment. This is the House Majority Leader in North Dakota. Kevin and Cavalier has been waiting to weigh in here on the Supreme Court decision. Kevin, you're on. What's on your mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline? Go ahead.
Senator Heitkamp, I did call not too long after Scalia passed away. And I did, I mentioned to whoever I talked to that there should be no nominations and they should be looking for somebody that's a constitutionalist, because that's the only reason why we don't have the EPA breathing down the coal fire plants. And another thing's coming up, too, is the Water of the U.S. ruling that was, North Dakota put an injunction on that. But which is kind of sad. This is stuff that the legislature, the Senate, and the House should be stopping right away. And it'd be interesting to see how hard Senator Heitkamp has tried to convince her fellow colleagues, the Democratic side, especially the ones in the Midwest. Doesn't seem to be too much of an effort on her part.
Which, by the way, the media never picks up. That's always my standard. It's one thing to, sort of issue a press release back here so you can say in a campaign, well, I was against it. Well, are you actively talking to your colleagues? Are you actually pointing to something to say, look, we stopped that, and I was one of X amount of Democrats that were part of that, And, by the way, she was on Obama's gun-grabbing plans. And you know why she was? Because North Dakotans spoke on a big number. So what you did is very important, Kevin, and picking up the phone and saying, hey, Kevin and Cavalier, I want, you need to hear my viewpoint. God bless you for doing that. And if more people do it on the Supreme Court decision, again, right now she's saying she wants a vote. Whether that happens or not, we'll see. But we ought to be lobbying for a no vote because of what this would mean for the court and for North Dakota. And she would have to decide there, where am I? Am I with North Dakotans or am I with a, extreme liberal lawyerly view here over on the other side? That's what she needs to decide. So, good job, Kevin. Appreciate it. Emailer says, do you think Heidi will be reelected? I hope North Dakota woke up. She won by 3,000 votes. She's a very good politician, and the media fawns over her. So there's very little critical media coverage of Senator Heitkamp. She is not accessible to average, everyday North Dakotans to the degree she should be. Somebody on our Facebook page made that point, and I appreciate it, saying, Scott, how many town halls have you done with Congressman Kramer and Senator Hoeven and others? She never does them. Why? I mean, that is she not, you know, coming to talk to North Dakotans? I think that stuff cost you. I honestly think on the Iran vote and maybe even on this Supreme Court thing, we may be seeing an indication that she's okay being a one-term senator. I don't know. But maybe she's decided she's not running for re-election. So if she does, I don't know. It a week is a lifetime in politics. So appreciate the question, though. Our House Majority Leader Al Carlson is here in studio. We're going to talk a little bit about the state budget and anything else on Al's mind and anything else on your mind. If you have questions for him on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Hi, Al. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Nice to see you.
It's good to be seen.
We have Al with us in studio. Todd's excited, aren't you, Todd?
Todd didn't respond to that.
He likes in-studio guests just like I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
He's a very good host. Yeah. So anyway, nice to see you. Appreciate it very much. You can't open a newspaper without seeing a whole lot of alarming headlines about the North Dakota budget situation. Should we be alarmed?
You know, the sky is not falling here. I mean, obviously the commodity prices have taken a tremendous change. The only thing that kind of bothers me as we go through all this is that all the discussion centers around oil. But let me tell you, the ag economy needs a real shot in the arm. Because that has always been the bread and butter in North Dakota. You know, the oil that came in the 50s, it came in the 70s, and then it left. And it came back, and now we have a long-term play out west. You know that, Scott. You spend a lot of time out there. It will come back. The price of oil will come back. Right now, there's just a way too much glut of oil on the market. And let me tell you, if you want to point fingers of blame, just point them at the Obama administration and what they did with the Iran deal and those 2.5 million barrels of oil that are flooding the market every day and that are where the dollars are going in the hands of the wrong people. Not only is there too much oil, but it's bad policy. And because of that, there's the report was that there's 1 million barrels a day, Scott, of excess oil production in the world stage, not just North Dakota, the world stage. So therefore, 365 million barrels a year are sitting in tankers, they're sitting in storage, and they are not going to be consumed right away. And at this point in time, no one has shown the interest of slowing back their production because they need the money. Now, North Dakota has been very fortunate that we've been able to hold our production just over 1 million barrels a day. So it's not like we're not taxing oil. We're still going to collect for the biennium about $2.4 billion worth of revenue off of oil. That's a lot of revenue. You know, in the old days, and that means 10 years ago, we'd have died to have $2.4 billion worth of revenue off of oil. I'll be the first to admit that because of the success of oil and the revenue and the excess revenue that we ramped up our spending more than we probably should have. Some of what was good spending, when we've invested over $3 billion in infrastructure, that was a great investment. But those investments right now are going to kind of come to a screeching halt because the fact that the price of oil is down and our revenue collections are down. Just a little bit of history, Scott. When we started the session in 2015, the original governor's budget had $8.2 billion worth of revenue projected from oil. And that was $80 oil. And at that point in time, it had been a low, during the biennium, it had been a low of 30 and a high of $110 a barrel. So as we looked at the forecast, we said, this isn't going to work because it already started the downturn. So we said we lowered the projection, we lowered the price of oil, we lowered the barrels per day, and we ended up at about 4.2. And we lowered the projection $4 billion going into the session. Well, then we get a revenue forecast in March, and it was even more bleak, so we lowered it from 4.2 to 3.6. And that was kind of the final number. Now, when you look at that number, it's going to be 2.4 instead of 3.6. So we've had to downgrade that number, but we didn't downgrade enough. And again, I love to say I told you so there because I kept saying if there's no oil activity, the sales tax and income tax is going to go in the tank. And there was not a lot of support for that. But right now it's proven to be true. Our income tax and sales tax have both been on the decline, And I think we're going to see, you know, a lot of refunds coming on the corporate side. They were held at higher levels, and they're not making those profits. So those numbers are a little shaky. And the sales tax, especially out west, where everything that the oil economy touches is taxed, have taken a significant decrease. The good news is the eastern part of the state is still strong.
Are we too addicted to oil revenue? I mean, I've asked that question a million times, and I always go, oh, no, here's the deal. It's a very small part of the general fund and everything. Well, I get that's for the tax itself, but it isn't the spillover effect like you talk about. And I heard a stat that just blew me away here the other day. I think it was February numbers. 54% of the revenue for the state of North Dakota was directly tied to oil.
Yeah, when you add everything up, you know, it's really a hard number to quantify, but when you add the jobs, you add the sales taxes, you add all the other taxes that go into it, the county taxes, all those things, it's a significant number. Did we take that into account? Yes. From a state's perspective, we only take $300 million of that oil money and put it into the general fund. The rest of it goes into various buckets. And by the way, some of those buckets are really important for Fargo, because the Resources Trust Fund gets a significant amount of that, which pays for our diversion dollars, and it pays for our eventually the Fargo water supply dollars, and it pays for water projects around the state. You know, the good news is that we have during this whole process of allotment and shortfall and the budget stabilization fund, the good thing is that we set $600 million aside. And let me tell you, we were criticized by the minority for not holding money. Now all but $75 million of that was put in the budget to keep these people pretty much whole. So all of a sudden they're not saying that anymore. But the point was, when we do it during the session, we're criticized for saving money, and we should have saved more.
And folks can go back and follow the comments during the session, but I recall very few Democrats who didn't want you to spend more money.
Oh, yeah. Their proposals were for more, and when we tried to reduce taxes, so because that money gets recycled into the economy when we leave it in people's pockets. I'm an old Reagan guy, you know, and nothing better than leave money in their pockets. They criticized us for doing that. Right now, they're saying that our reduction in the oil tax was a terrible thing. But let me tell you, the trigger would have been on, which would have reduced our extraction tax to zero. Now it's 5%.
I don't understand that criticism, because if they are complaining you shouldn't have made the change, there would be less revenue coming into the state.
$1 million a day.
Taxes would have been lower on oil companies.
Oh, yeah. It would have been lower. It would have been good for the oil companies,
right,
because they would have had a bonus there.
But that's what Democrats are arguing for. It doesn't make much sense. How about on the spending side going forward? Who would you say, I mean, what can't we do that we were able to do with those kind of the revenue we had previously?
Well, I think the one-time expenditures, which amount to a significant amount of the budget, will pretty much be on hold. There's going to be less money distributed to the counties because of the way the formula is set on the oil tax revenue. Counties, cities, and townships are going to receive less. On the other side of that, the good news is that we're going to continue with what we do have. We're going to continue to invest in our infrastructure. And we do have a fund set up, a strategic improvement fund, which, by the way, we took $1 billion out of last time in the first month of the session.
Roads.
$1 billion that we sent out west.
Early in the session.
Yeah. And that took all but about $75 million out of that fund. And we made that commitment because we knew of the impact. And that's going to be a lot less money. But what we do have, we're still going to invest in education. We're going to invest in infrastructure, and we're going to fund our priorities for those people that need that in our economy. The good news on the education side, Scott, is that if there's ever a shortfall, years back during the Sitter administration, they would make this assumption that our revenue would be so big, and when it fell short, everybody got cut, including education. And by the way, that's what led to this rapid incline of property tax growth in the state of North Dakota. We set up the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund was set up. And when doing that, that money was there, so education is 100% held harmless. The commitment we made is what they'll get. So education, K-12, will not take a hit in this.
We'll talk some more when we come back about some other solutions going forward with a little less revenue. On What's On Your Mind, Al Carlson with us. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
It's time to dig into spring, and that means great savings at the Max Hardware Spring Sale. Get your equipment ready with 25% off tractor cab insulation. Air cedar hose, $1.99 a foot. All grain backhoes on sale. Large supply of casters, 15% off. You expect more from Max, and we deliver with thousands of new items. More supplies, tools, hardware, and thousands of fasteners in stock. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Back to the phone we go. Art, Sunbelt Business Brokers, is on the phone. Hello, Art. How's it going today?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. Looking forward to telling our listeners about how Sunbelt Business Brokers has been around for some time and really made a name for itself in business sales. Tell us a little bit about that, would you?
Yeah, Sunbelt's been around since 1978. It has over 240 franchises, 1,400 sales brokers on six continents, and we usually sell about 2,000 businesses annually. So Sunbelt of North Dakota is one of those franchises. So we have a worldwide reach, but it's locally owned and controlled.
Now, we have a website we're going to give out in a moment. Tell us about how powerful that is for your listings.
Our website gets three times the view of our next three competitors combined.
That's a great way to reach buyers, folks, and that is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Start now. Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
In part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Check them out at secureenergyfuture.org. This is an industry that provides us cheap, affordable, reliable energy, and they are under assault by the federal government. I'm talking about our lignite industry in North Dakota, the coal industry nationwide. And you can help, and you can learn about what's happening and what will happen to your power bill and to your budget as a result of the Clean Power Plan and more. So find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. As we go forward, can you give me an example of the projects that shouldn't happen? In other words, where can I point to and say that, you know, the Republican majority in the House is saying, you know what, that made sense in a different budget time. It doesn't make sense now. Give me an example.
Well, one of the examples would be the bank in North Dakota, the Commerce Building, and it probably has merit. And I mean, we said if you hit a benchmark of certain profits, you can build it. I don't think it has merit today because in the past few biennials, we have not taken the profits out of there to let them build the base of the bank. And we said if you hit a certain level of profits, you can build your building. And there's some state tenants going there. I had a couple of problems with the project, one of them taking it off the tax rolls, creating another public building that doesn't pay taxes for the taxpayers. But the second thing is, when things are short, we're going to need to go in and tap some of those resources of the bank. And I think instead, that building can be built someday, but it shouldn't be built today. I've discussed that with people. They seem to think it should be full balls to the walls and go ahead. And I disagree. I think that any project across the state, including the bank, if it hasn't been started yet with this budget situation the way it is, if it hadn't been started yet, you know, you can always use the plans, you can always use the engineering plans, put it on hold, and let's see how this thing all shakes out in the next year. Because we're only 8 months, Scott, 9 months away from session. So it's not like we're not that far away to get out there and deal with it again.
I actually thought that when I heard that plan, the plan was for that to go forward in the middle of a budget situation for nothing other than optics. Right. I mean, I don't know about the X's and O's and whether I'm sure their balance sheet's strong enough to be able to handle it because.
Well, their balance sheet is fine.
The bank is doing well, but it just sends the wrong signal at a time like this. Right. Well, I mean, you're having to cut positions. You're having to belt tighten across state government to build a building that you've gotten by with out for how long, you know. And you're saying that's a sentiment you share, not just for the Bank of North Dakota, but across the board.
Any building that hasn't been started yet that we funded last time, we should take a good hard look at, and they probably should be put on hold.
John, on the road, question for Al Carlson on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, John.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I was just wondering where Al, in particular, or maybe the legislature, stands on the Article 5 Convention of the States. I know there's some people that are worried about it could turn into a runaway convention, but I listened to the first half of this program, and I listened to Scott talk about all the things the Supreme Court has done and all the things that they could do if we get another liberal left-wing lunatic in there like we've had in there. And it seems to me that we've got a runaway convention right now, and it's called the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, I've always had trouble with legislating from the bench. So I think this whole thing of waiting for the justices is good. The Article 5 Convention, we passed about three different type versions of resolutions on that during our session. I think that if the time came where the states were lined up and they had enough states to get it done, I think you could put enough safeguards in there to make it work. But until more states jump on board, we're kind of watching to see how that process goes.
Appreciate the call. Another texter says, can you ask Al about the large cuts in Medicaid reimbursements, which adversely affect small-town medical facilities that serve these individuals and threatens their existence?
Well, I think that is probably one of the biggest areas that we're going to have to try and address. And again, this is federal. Now, you got to realize that this money comes down from the federal level, and they have a significant cut. When we had Medicaid expansion, by the way, part of the Obamacare health plan, we picked up a lot of people in the state of North Dakota who went on to Medicaid expansion instead of a normal health insurance policy. And those costs, now the cost share of that, not even dealing with the reimbursement, we worked hard to get the reimbursement up with the hospitals, and now that's being pared back significantly. But what that's going to do is limit access to people. There's no question about it. Again, if you want to make a phone call, that phone call should go to Heidi Heitkamp, John Hoven, and Kevin Kramer, because they're the one who did it. But as far as Medicaid expansion, it started out at 100% reimbursement by the feds. It's already going to 95% this year, which is going to be a significant increase in number for the state of North Dakota, a number, quite honestly, that we're going to have to pick up that we don't really have.
One more text question here. I heard all of the budget cuts. We have 75 agencies in North Dakota government. We are as bloated as the federal government. When I heard the cut in human services was either 45 or 54 million, I was appalled that we had that much money on human services. Is it time to start giving back the money to taxpayers?
You know, I have supported in the last three bienniums, we have reduced the tax burden on our citizens in corporate and personal income tax every session. And we have contributed, last session we contributed over almost $1 billion in tax relief dealing with property. And so I'm in favor of turning the excess of surplus back. There's three priorities we should have. First one, you should fund your priorities. The second one, you should make sure that you have a reasonable tax system in your state. And you should, on the third one, make sure that you return any excess revenue to the people you took it from.
Real quick.
And we've tried to follow that model. Have we increased spending? No question.
Real quick, only a few seconds left, but with the latest past 2 months of additional revenue, you know, being below forecast, more cuts coming?
You know, I don't see any more cuts at this point in time. I think you got to wait a while. You got to reanalyze these. If there's any big changes, it's probably going to be in what the sales tax and income tax does to us. But overall, the sky is not falling. We've planned ahead. We got some reserves. We'll work through all this.
Good info. Thanks, Al. Al Carlson, House Majority Leader, our guest on What's on Your Mind. Senator John Hoeveland on the Supreme Court nomination coming up. Don't go away. 228-0550.
You are invited to the North Dakota Family Alliance's 2016 Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet. Monday, April 4th in Bismarck, Tuesday, April 5th in Fargo. You won't want to miss this great evening highlighted by an inspiring message from nationally known guest speakers, the Benham Brothers. To learn more about hosting a table, underwriting opportunities, or reserving a seat, go to ndfa.org. ndfa.org. That's North Dakota Family Alliance's Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet in Bismarck on April 4th and in Fargo on April 5th.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming 2016 machinery auctions feature the following John Deere tractors: a 2014 9560RT, only 795 hours; a 2013 6190R with loader, only 325 hours; a 2015 9620R four-wheel drive, only 57 hours; and a 2009 9630T with tracks, only 2,000 hours. For detailed information on all of these items and many more, log on to Piper's.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.